Normally, the Alaska Department of Fish and Game produces an actual forecast of the King Salmon Run to the Nooshigak River. However, for the last couple of years, the department has foregone producing a forecast and instead has put out a commercial harvest projection. The department is anticipating a commercial king harvest of 45,000 fish this year. Most, if not all, of those fish will likely be caught incidentally in the commercial sockeye fishery in the Nooshigak District. Tim Sands is the Division of Commercial Fisheries Area Management Biologist, and he confirms that no directed king openings have been scheduled.
There's always a chance that we'll have them if escapement warrants, and we won't really have a good idea on that until around the 12th or afterwards, because we won't have enough escapement information until then.
In years past, the King Salmon Run to the Nooshigak River was managed so that 75,000 kings were counted as escaped to the Nooshigak River. 65,000 kings were needed to meet the spawning escapement goal, with 5,000 kings allocated to the sport fishery and another 5,000 kings set aside for subsistence. Because of changes in the sonar equipment used to count king escapement, the official in-river goal has been increased up to 95,000 fish. Last year, over 107.7 thousand kings were counted as escaped, but there were no directed king openings in the Nooshigak District. Sands says that was due to timing.
The big thing that happened last year was kings were late relative to the sockeye, and so we ultimately had enough kings to have a directed fishery, but they just came in too late, and we were already in sockeye mode. So timing is going to be a big part of whether we have openings too, not just the raw numbers.
In the 2013 Outlook for Commercial Fishing, the Alaska Department of Fish and Game confirms that if the in-season assessment of subsistence catches and the escapement past the Nooshigak sonar indicates a larger-than-expected run, a directed Chinook opening could occur. Last year, just 11.4 thousand king salmon were harvested commercially in the Nooshigak District, which is the lowest harvest in the last 10 years. That's the official commercial harvest number, and it does not include king salmon harvested commercially but not reported on a fish ticket. Often those fish are taken home as home pack. The harvest number also does not include the thousands of kings harvested in the region's large subsistence and sport fisheries. Fish and Game confirms that they have not produced an actual forecast for the king run to the Nooshigak River because the run forecast model has not performed well in recent years. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.